Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. Pink Pony took an ass-kicking yesterday at the parade.
He played the hell out of it, huh?
Well, I don't know, but when we drove by Kachuk's bus, somebody threw a Pink Pony up at him, and he beat its face in.
So good.
Wow. Some songs have inspiration, like Peppa's. Other songs have the opposite effect. Might be the first song that I've ever heard that has the opposite effect, by the way.
It's something, man. And also, you know, we got a lot of Oilers fans who are like, you guys have been so classless. 2 years in a row, dude. I mean, you can keep up class for a year, but like 2 years in a row, I think class goes out the door.
First year.
Well, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. At no point in time during these last 2 years have a Panthers player or the Panthers organization ever said that Edmonton wasn't a reputable opponent and wasn't a great team. They've never not said that.
I've also always thought, like,
so what do you want?
Yeah, would you like it to always just be a tip of the cap? I love how everybody's just upset with how the Panthers go about winning. You bitch about Paul Maurice not being in the handshake line. Then you complain because he goes back in the handshake line. Then you get upset because, oh, man, the Panthers, how dare they say about Connor McDavid? They say, oh, they're having some chance drunk at a nightclub. Like, you know what? I'm sorry. Two years, you kick the team's ass in a row. You get to peacock a little. You want it to stop? Go beat them. Was I pissed off when Jason Tatum came down to Miami with the Larry O'Brien truck? You bet your ass I was. But like, what are you gonna? Whose fault is that? It's the Heat's fault. It's not Jason Tatum's fault, even though he's a big lame-o.
Speed of recovery, though, Jason.
That's great. It's just, yeah, by the way.
Can we hear a little bit more from the parade? Let's hear from Aaron Ekblad. Always a man when he has the microphone is a wild card. Here's what he had to say on Sam Bennett claiming that he was going to sign at the club.
Honey, after 11, my agent called me and he said, make sure you don't say whatever Benny said. You got to hold on to that leverage, eh, Benny?
Smart, but Ekblad's out of here. that's already... He's holding on to that leverage, being smart.
Ekblad also thanked everybody for believing in him.
All I have to say is thank you. Thank you, fans. Thank you, my teammates. Thank you, Vinny. 11 years. You believed in me. Billy, you believed in me. Dale Talon. All the people that believed in me to come in and do what I do and do what we do best. Thank you. Thank you.
And, of course, couldn't say goodbye without saying something about his number one fan.
I do have a bracelet on. Can anybody guess what it says? Brooks Kepka.
He has a bracelet?
Can I get one of those?
He got F.U. Brooks Kepka jewelry.
He's got merch.
F.U. Brooks Kepka!
It sounded like year two. He felt a little bad about doing it again.
Yeah, it has a bracelet, though.
Not really. He got merch. Like, you don't get merch if you're embarrassed to say it? Like, what are you doing?
Brooks Koepka.
And you make an announcement over probably 10 times more people than were there last year.
Brooks Koepka's like, oh, all in good fun. Oh, 2 years in a row. Forever and for always.
Has old Brooksy
boy.
You're
never going to forget when somebody takes up a traffic cone and calls you garbage, right?
Yep.
Leroy, has Koepka won anything in 2 years? Since that moment, has he won anything significant?
Since the parking cone?
Yeah.
He's been in the hunt, but I would say that it's a little I'm trying to think. I always get Brooks Koepka and another golfer mixed up. They look identical, but Brooks Koepka is with Liv.
Do they look identical, huh, Leroy? Interesting.
Yeah. No, I get So from that standpoint, I would say, like, I mean, he's like when they he only plays in a handful of PGA Tour events that are on TV. So he's always kind of in the mix. You know what I mean?
He hasn't won anything.
Huh?
He hasn't won anything. Ekblad, too. Koepka, zero.
Should have kept his mouth shut and his props at home.
Should have kept it. I'm glad he didn't. Volkas.
His last major was in 2023. So I would say no.
Look at that.
You're cursed.
Yeah, but. Oh, okay. So here it is.
Ekblad.
I always get Gary Woodland and Brooks Koepka. Mm. They look very similar. They have the same body types.
Mm.
They're built pretty much like. But you're right, and he hasn't won on tour in 2 years.
I think he went to that game. Didn't he go to that game right after winning? Was it the U.S. Open or the
U.S. Open? Yeah.
Whatever it was that he won. I think he went to that game right after that. And then the Panthers went on three straight runs to the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah, so he could pull a Tobin and go, thank you, South Florida.
He could say that he was the catalyst of it. He definitely could pull that, but also he's been cursed. He hasn't won since.
And by the way, 2023 ain't that long ago in golf.
Well,
it's not.
It's long when you consider it up against the Panthers.
Two championships.
I mean, sure.
Let me hear from the Rat, Brad Marchand. What did he have to say at the podium?
Been a lot going on the last few days. Actually, Benny and Chucky both saw my speech. So we've kind of had a few mottos going on. First off, boys, thanks for bringing it. And second, if you can't handle it, don't win. Let's go.
Wow.
If you can't handle it, can't handle the spotlight, the attention, the fame, the power, don't win.
That's good. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Why, certainly. DeMesmin and Dover. Family. Woo! First thing I'm noticing out at the windowplex.
Yeah, the third one.
In West Davie, it is quite breezy out. Winds seem to be coming out of the east, either straight east or maybe a little out of the southeast. But the clouds are moving, trees are moving. I would say you're up about 20 miles an hour right now.
Mm.
It's still a heater at about 90 degrees. And, I mean, always look for the straight shower. Although it might not be in the forecast, it's South Florida in the summer. So be on the lookout.
There he is, hitting the guitar. How do you do, Frog Boy?
Excellent. Winds are right now 17 miles per hour out of the east. It is 90 degrees. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible.
Rest of our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Sorry to spring this on you, Frog Boy. But could you give me my could be something, could be nothing music? Because this could be something, could be nothing. Because if you're down about the Kevin Durant news, we got to figure out what this is.
Why would they do that? What's going on in Utah?
It could be something, could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something, could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
All right. Now, you know how I like to get boots on the gram every once in a while. And something happened yesterday after the Kevin Durant news that was interesting. Now, this could be something. It could be nothing. I don't know, Leroy. But what do you make of this? You guys familiar with Tyler Hero?
Yes.
Why don't I hear Leroy?
Oh, that's my fault. Doubter of history.
No, it's you, Leroy.
Yep.
He did go on say stupid things on a podcast or a stream, whatever. Tyler Hero appears to have deactivated his Instagram account and his Finstagram account.
Whoa.
That's what the kids call their backup account, Leroy.
Ah. Mm.
Why would he do that?
Why would he?
Why would he? Strangely, after the Kevin Durant news gets out there, all of a sudden, Tyler Hero, no Instagram page. Mm. He was putting out montages of the workout this weekend. Some great content that Boy Wonder was putting out there.
Mm.
But now, all of a sudden, no Instagram page.
No Instagram, huh?
Why?
Why would they do that?
Did he
why
not
don't
want
you to? Tell him? Why don't you?
I
tell
don't know.
Us?
Well, I don't know. Does he feel a certain way? Does it have anything to do with the Durant trade? Does he not want to hear
a trade from, imminent?
Does he not want to hear anything about the Kevin Durant trade? So he just boop, deactivates for a little while. Lets the noise cool off. Perhaps.
Yeah. Why not? Mm.
Does he know something is in the works that we don't know about?
Mm.
Did he hear something that he didn't like? Don't know. But it is noticeable. No Boy Wonder on Instagram. Could be something.
Interesting.
Could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Mm. Could be nothing.
But it could be something.
Could be. Could be. Now, okay. This man has had to have thick skin since entering the league because it seems like every summer he's involved in trade rumors.
Mm-hmm.
The one summer in which we're like, hey, we're not going to trade this guy. You think now is the straw on the camel's back where he's like, I don't even want to hear it anymore. At this point, you'd think he'd be used to it.
Mm.
So I think he may know something that we don't.
Interesting. You may be right, Frog Boy.
Mm.
I can't deny it.
Mm.
But all of a sudden,
why would they do
Tyler
that?
Hero Instagram shut down for the time being.
Mm.
Do with it what you will.
I don't know. I think the only time something like that would happen is one, if it's what you said, or two, he's privy to some type of trait.
But the Insta and the Finsta.
And the Finsta.
Mm. Both accounts. Mm. Mm. He didn't want to hear nothing from nobody.
All right.
It's out there.
It's out there.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Got the mix back. Is your double dip ready? Have you fixed that as well? You said
yes.
You had a parade double dip ready to roll.
And I've provided visuals.
Okay.
So,
alrighty. Yeah. We'll get to that as well. More to come here on Tobin and Leroy. Back after this. AJ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greer, your two-time Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, are going to be at Palm Beach Autographs in Wellington this Saturday. And on Thursday, we're giving away a ticket for you to have a meet and greet and an autograph with the badass champ himself. Just keep listening to our show for details on how you can win. Palm Beach Autographs is located at the mall at Wellington Green in Wellington. Ron Burgundy to the end of that one a little bit, but it's all right. The Florida Panthers had their celebration yesterday. In the midst of that, literally as the Panthers were rolling down, we had a great time yesterday. Lulu's Bait Shack, shout out to them for hosting us, taking care of us. Shout out to Gulfstream Park for sponsoring our parade coverage, and shout out to Hockman. Hockman just like parachuting in at the last. He shows up. He goes, "You guys mind if I'm on there?" I'm like, "Absolutely." So Hockman out there with myself and Solana doing some parade coverage, and literally as the cats start rolling down, we get the Shams bomb that that Kevin Durant ends up on the rock. And they thought I was messing with them. I'm not. Like, they thought I was punking them at the time. Like, you heard us when we were talking about it?
Yeah, I did.
Did you think I was punking you at the time?
I did. Because you had called this. You had called that, like, at the height of anything Panthers related, the Miami Heat would decide this is when we're going to pull the trigger. But
or not pull the trigger.
Or not.
Well, it was reported before the parade started by Gambo, John Gambadoro, and the afternoon host in Phoenix. He said it was happening today or tomorrow. I guess the question was just like, hey, were they going to do it on the day of the finals? Which, I don't know why they couldn't wait a day, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the damage is done.
Because nowadays, you release the stuff as soon as possible simply because
right,
it'll get leaked.
And I think Kevin Durant was doing like media because he was at that Fanatics Fest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who the hell didn't they get, by the way, this Fanatics Fest?
Yeah.
How much room did they have?
Very so strange.
They do it in a convention center.
I saw that Tyreek Hill, he referred to the Bills B-words because of all the cover four they do. I'm sure that'll go over well.
You know what? If I'm gonna say this with zero respect for anybody, if you complain about your success and it's because of a defense that another team is playing, then you ain't the best player in the NFL. You ain't number one. If you can be shut down because a team lines up a certain way, and I'll give you a perfect example. How many times did you see Randy Moss double covered and they throw it up and Randy go get it?
He's down there somewhere.
They played one time against the Dolphins.
Yep.
And he ran by three guys and went and got the football. So did it matter what coverage they were in? No. So if you're a football player and you're complaining about your success having to do with what defense the other team is playing, that's garbage. Garbage. So they can line up and defeat you. You ain't even got to compete. Think about that. If after a game, after a Buffalo game, if Tyreek would have said in the post game, well, you know, they played that cover for him. We had nothing for him.
No, that was, though.
What was that?
Tyreek Hill is a gamer, right? He plays these games online. You ever lose to someone who's just smashing the same button? And it's like, well, if you want to shut them up, just beat them, you know, find a way to get around it. But usually the first complaint is, you're just doing the same move over and over.
My son does
that
when I kick his ass in Smash Bros.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, you're just spamming the move. And I'm like, well, it's working.
Well, block it then.
Yeah, right, that's what I want to say. Then. You know what? It's. I'll give you another example of the same damn thing. The tush push. Like, you complaining about something you can't stop, so you say it's a problem. Like, you're supposed to have an offensive guru as a coach. You're supposed to have all these weapons throughout the field, and you complain about a coverage on defense?
There was another There was another quote this weekend that was from Kendall Lamb, the veteran lineman. He was with the Dolphins for a couple of seasons. Would fill in a lot when Teron Armstead got hurt, and just like more of the, these stories about how just it's like the culture of the Dolphins just sucks. And he's like, "Well, you get here, and you can kind of see why." I'll get the exact quote here. This was to ESPN. He said, quote, "I understand why the Eagles reached two Super Bowls in 3 years. Players are never late, never toxic, and after practice, the room spends 15 minutes sharing personal struggles to stay mentally sharp, something I never got with the Dolphins."
Man.
Man. Here's what I would say.
That's so disheartening.
And I'm going to say this, that a lot of times in sports, we play the result. And he can say that about the Eagles now. But in the beginning of that season, they wanted to fire their coach.
I mean, there was toxicity over there in the middle of the year. There was a lot of talk that him and A.J. Brown did not get along.
Right. And here's what I would say. That when you're not having the success you want, there's a lot of that. It comes across as people being malcontents or ish. The fact of the matter is people just want to win. Mm-hmm. They want to do everything they can to win. And you don't see that part of it. You only see the complaining part of it.
Yeah, but
so
it's,
I'm not willing to go there either.
That's fine, but it's also not like the first story we've heard of this. Like how many of these do we got to hear? Like once people get out of here, how many of them? 10?
Right. No, I got you. I understand. But I would say this, is that part of that on-time stuff and that paying attention to details and that nobody's ever this or that, would you believe that has nothing to do with the coaches? You understand what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
Like,
you mean like the players not policing themselves?
When I first got to Minnesota, I was late a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Not for any other careless reason other than my truck was under 5 feet of snow.
Sure.
Right? And Chris Carter pulled me aside. He said, "Hey, man, if you wasn't playing good football, Denny would cut your ass. So you need to get," and I was never late again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That didn't come from Denny. That didn't come from my coach. That came from another player who put me in check and let me know what the deal was in Minnesota, right? And so from that standpoint, while we sitting here talking about the locker room and the organization and all that, you know, the locker room is for players. I never had a coach come into the locker room. So if you complain about the locker room, it's on the group of men that's in that locker room. It ain't on the coach.
Yeah, but if it doesn't work, right? Like, when does it get up to the coach? Like, if they don't feel like they have the respect of the guy who's actually running the show, like, it does have to have, it has to matter somewhat. Because if you said you had that respect of Denny, that you didn't want to disappoint him, that there was that carryover. If Calais Campbell, let's just throw a name out, said that to Cam Smith, you know, just as an example, whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying. And he's just like, "All right." And he says, "Okay." But then he really thinks to himself, "What's going to happen? Like nothing. Nobody ever gets, Jalen Ramsey never gets in trouble. Why would I get in trouble?"
But again, but here's the other thing. You don't have to be vocal to be a leader. I've played on teams all the time where they had guys who weren't very vocal, but the way they did things and the professionalism in which they did things made people want to follow and emulate them. Okay? So there's different ways to do it. Everybody thinks of a leader as a mouthpiece, as a guy who says something or calls people out. And I would say there's a lot of different versions of what a leader is. But here's what a leader isn't. You can't be a leader and be the guy coming in late, because you then can't turn around and demand anything of your other players. That's why they always say quarterback's a leader, because he has to be the guy that's in the longest, preparing the most, being on time the most, and he has to do those things. So that's why a lot of times your quarterback is the leader. He's putting in more work than anybody.
I got distracted when you were talking because Marcos just like went off camera and then just started stretching like off on the other side of the way. Are you okay? Like, what just happened there?
I really have not had a lot of water since
like,
yesterday.
What's wrong? Like, you just like got up.
You cramped up,
dog. Just was like, yeah.
Hey, Lulu. Hey, the Lulu's got you cramping?
Like, I literally felt my leg cramping just sitting down listening to the radio.
I just see like, I see him like leave the screen and then just goes over to the window and he starts like doing side bends and he's like, eh,
wow, can't even stretch off camera anymore.
Are you okay? I was just worried about you.
Damn, Lulu
just left us. Like, just I was like, is he okay?
All good, all good.
We'll take a break. We'll mix things up on the other.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
Hello, Jennifer.
I had a really good weekend, actually. Obviously, besides Florida Panthers parade, I was watching it on TV, so I couldn't really make it, but... Then on Saturday, I went to see Avril Lavigne, and I got a lot of things done this weekend, so I'm really content with how it went.
Very good.
Gabby from 102.7 The Beach showed the line for just the pit for Avril Lavigne.
What do you mean?
Just like
just to get into the pit?
Yeah, just to get into
just
the pit.
Just to get in, yeah.
And usually it wraps around to like just pass the sports book. Mm-hmm. Apparently, from what she was doing, this one went like all the way back to Dare Nightclub. Like,
so this is the Hard Rock.
Yeah, Avril Lavigne apparently still the queen of whatever music she makes.
Pop. She did amazing. So
emo pop
still got
rightfully
it.
Rightfully so. Yep.
That's like your number one, right?
I grew up listening to her. Like I was very young. And
if you had a choice between Avril Lavigne and Taylor Swift, Avril Lavigne would be first. Simply because you rolled with her longer.
That's a good
in what
question.
Sense? Like if I had to pick between two concerts?
If you were on an island and you only got to have one artist for the rest of your life.
You still pick Taylor?
Man, I don't know. I don't like that.
Dude, you've been with Avril Lavigne since you were like a kid.
Definitely a kid, and I would be watching MTV just waiting for her music videos to come on. So
Tay-Tay ain't coming out with Black Nails.
Ooh.
What does that have to do with anything?
It's your point. It's your style.
Avril Lavigne says is.
He makes points.
True.
You and Avril Lavigne gonna have the same outfits. You and Taylor ain't dressing alike.
I made a jersey and everything just for her.
Wow.
It's true.
How about that?
See? Will you make a jersey for Tay-Tay? No, you just go to the concert.
Ooh. I just wear black when I go to see her.
Yeah, but that's not even her thing, though.
Yeah, it is. Reputation.
Who, Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, I think reputation now is mailing it in.
Hey, what? Don't get her started. Remember, she was very angry last week.
Please don't.
Yeah. Who mailed it in more? I'm going to go with Adele or Dua Lipa.
Wait, sorry, what? What was your question?
Disrespect Dua.
Most recent album.
Yeah.
Who mailed it in the most?
I don't even know.
Dua Lipa or Adele?
Was Houdini on the last album?
Adele one.
Yeah.
If Houdini was in the last one, then Dua Lipa wins because that's a great song.
Yeah, and also remember that song that was stolen.
Because I know her first album, along
she's
with all the
right
collabs,
now.
With all the collabs that she's done, like you can listen to any song.
By the way,
all of them were banged.
Frogboy,
right?
I saw your guy Drake was. He went on stage with Morgan Wallen. Trying to find a new fan base, huh?
Trying to pull the old Post Malone. Huh?
He is.
Let's get to the Mix Bag. Boom. What do you got for us today, Froggy?
All righty then. Let us start with, unfortunately, the second biggest story going on in South Florida sports right now. And that is Miami Heat whiffing on Kevin Durant.
Wow.
Did they whiff?
Whiffed.
I think they didn't offer.
Can we say this? That maybe they assessed what they felt KD was worth and weren't willing to go past that point.
Well, you when you're the godfather, what are you supposed to make, Marcos, when you're the godfather?
What am I going to for you, Kevin?
Oh,
but instead, our godfather, all he makes now are offers.
I don't know what he said.
Offers
it's,
you,
it's got to the point where he doesn't even talk anymore.
Yeah.
He just
mumbles. What are you saying?
I said
something. Our godfather offers are now, here's an offer there's no shot you'll ever accept.
Yeah.
There's an offer you probably don't like.
It's a little bit more.
I barely think if you want Kevin Durant, you should mention the word Terry Rozier.
That's true. Yeah, we're going to give you first round draft pick, Jaime Hawkins, and Andrew Wiggins. What was his name?
Even, like, I understand wanting to fleece a rookie GM, but he's like, you offer me the guy who got investigated this year? Yeah, I'm sorry. Did you hear that? Sorry.
You know what's crazy? That, in the next 3 years, Oklahoma City has 7 first round picks.
Yep.
Yeah.
And look, and they just won the championship.
They're in a good spot.
That's never been the Heat's thing. The Heat have always went and got stars and kind of did it for 2 or 3 year stretches and then reboot. So they're in a place where they've done something different, is that they're doing the youth thing. Right?
Yeah.
Like, this is not like them. Normally they would take a big swing.
But they at least still had 2 years where they were real stinkers too, on top of taking everybody's bad contracts to get assets. And I think the thing with the Heat is, like, I don't even think the Heat have the stones to do that, because, like, that would mean you would probably have to go into a year with, like, hey, what do we get for Tyler? What do we get for Bam? What would it mean to really go in the toilet for a couple of years? And I just don't think the Heat have that in them either. Like,
they don't
just
have it in them. But think about this though. Like, all right, you got expiring contracts. You got guys that you may have to re-up.
Yep.
But if you trade those guys, you lose that money. So, there's a lot of stuff going on with the decisions that they make. I don't necessarily know why, right? But I understand. Like, yeah, you were thinking, like, 2 years ago, they were probably thinking, yeah, in 2 years, this money's going to free up. This money's going to free up. We're going to have our own picks, blah, 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 right? This is maybe it. Now, things have changed because the team didn't play the way you thought it would, and now you're in a different spot. How much do you deviate from your set plan to build a team for the next 2 or 3 years?
But I don't. It doesn't feel like they have a plan. Like, that's the thing. Maybe they do. Maybe I'm an idiot, but it just doesn't feel. It feels like right now their plan is, right. And maybe by default in the East next year, they'll make sixth, even with what they have. Maybe.
Right.
But
it's not, they're not contending.
It doesn't feel like it.
So what
do you got?
I would say with Boston, with Indiana, right? But here's the deal. You still, in the East, got to deal with Cleveland. Who's going to be healthier than they were in this playoffs, I promise you.
Yeah, and then that team just waxed you.
Right.
And they weren't even healthy when they waxed you. You got Ty Jerome'd. What do you got? Ooh. So, Frogboy, what do you have for us? I apologize.
Kevin Durant, as we mentioned, was at Fanatics Fest. As the news broke, revealing his trade destination. This is him on whether or not he had a hand in the trade.
You just hang your career in a balance like that and just choose what they want to do with your career is a nerve-wracking feeling, but being able to dictate what you want to do and then being with a team that values you, and I'm looking forward to it.
Kevin, people are going to hold on to that dictate what you want to do. Did you have a hand in this?
Most definitely.
How much of it?
I mean, they asked me where I wanted to go. Some of my destinations I gave to them, and here we are.
Great.
Even, destinations. You know, as grumpy and as cranky of an old man as he is, he's still like, I think he handled that well, right?
It's nice to see somebody value me more than just Jaime Jaquez and Terry Rozier, you know?
There's two things that are just a huge boost to the ego. One is that maximum extension, but the other is the amount of assets that get traded for you.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm thinking about, who was it that got traded? Bane. Right? Wherever Bane ends up, he feeling good about himself right now.
Would think so.
Right.
Would think so. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Well, we are fresh off of celebrating a back-to-back championship from the Panthers. But another championship was crowned yesterday.
Ooh.
And no, I'm not talking about the NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah?
I'm talking about the King Intangible.
Wow.
Alex Caruso. He
does keep the throne.
Now, not only yesterday did he win a championship with the Thunder, this makes number two for the King Intangible.
It's been unpredictable. There's been a lot of ups and downs. I've found success, failures, all that stuff on the way. You know, I've had people that supported me, my mom and dad, my sisters, my brother-in-law, my fiance, her family, like different paths in the road. Everyone supported me and just kept me focused. And then, you know, the Thunder, obviously, you know, Sam and Clay, they had the belief to bring me here and be a part of something special. And special is what we were.
There you go.
Did he thank his brother-in-law before his fiance? I think I heard that. Huh. My mother, father, brother-in-law, fiance, her family.
Maybe his fiance doesn't really like basketball that much, you know, and the brother's just a bigger fan. No.
Brother-in-law's like, you're dating Caruso?
The King of Intangibles?
You kidding me?
He's 20, what is he, 27, 28?
Nah, hairline's 38, though.
He got, right, that's what I'm saying.
He's 31.
Ah.
Dude, he's 31, and why does he have that Harlem Globetrotters bandana on?
You know why.
Like, he said he needs something to break it up, so he just put a bandana on it. He ain't sweating in his eyes.
Oof.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Continuing on in the mixed bag, we have one of the losers from yesterday's contest between the Pacers and the Thunder. Quoting a very familiar quote, tell me if this hurts you as much as it hurt me.
You know, like a couple of years ago, you know, like I think, you know, basketball was just, yeah, it was kind of dark for me. And like, you know, it was just not fun at all. And like I traded here and, you know, these guys, they just gave me, you know, a boost. And I started with Ty, obviously, but just playing with these guys has been so incredible. Just found my joy for the game and just playing so much, you know, swagger and happiness. And that's just all I want to do, like as a player, man. And I lost that for a while. And it's just so incredible that I came to a team like these guys.
Was that Pascal Siakam?
That was Pascal Siakam talking about finding his joy in Indiana.
Oh, it's going to be a thing now, huh? It's going to be like taking your talent somewhere. Finding my joy is going to be the new thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but here's the problem.
Might as well trademark it at this point.
Like, in all those other instances, at no point in time did anybody else who said that never didn't play. Right? I think that annoys me more than anything. About Jimmy could say I'm not happy, and he could be justified in all that, but to not go out and play or purposely tank the situation, that's what I have a problem with.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos, if anything?
Yes, I got one more here from Fanatics Fest as well. A lot of people in the room, a lot of big stories popping. This one is a football story, football rivalry, good old rivalry here between Bears and the Packers. One as old as the tale of time. Don't tell that to Aaron Rodgers, though. Apparently he owns the Bears. But Caleb Williams has a comment for Packers fans that didn't necessarily go over well with the cheeseheads.
Green Bay, I mean, they suck, but... after the game, after we won at Lambeau, 1-0 at Lambeau right now. So obviously you try and do the Lambeau leap, and we actually tried to jump in the crowd where our fans were, and they just, I mean, they start throwing everything at you, they push you off, and the Lambeau leap, it's a real leap. It's not a little baby jump. You actually have to high jump, basically. And then, you know, they're pushing you, mushing your face. I mean, that was probably that. And then I had one today. I was actually in a car, and I got ran down for 6 blocks in the car. Yeah, that was fun.
Caleb Williams there at Fanatics Fest discussing Packers fans and how they push them from Lambeau leaps and how they suck.
Hey, it's intense.
Hmm. Well, they got nothing else over there.
I can't. Well, and just imagine the funny thing about it is, it's just football there. It goes house stadium bar, right? That's the setup where the stadium is. So you drive like through the regular streets. There's no highway leading to it. It's just like, yeah, it's crazy. So those people are liquored up and ready. So that's why when you hear stuff like that, it makes the Randy Moss situation seem so much funnier, doesn't it?
That is disgusting. We'll take a break. Final hour of the show coming on up here on a Monday. We're back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.